Long Island's two American Indian reservations are allowed to sell cigarettes untaxed to tribal members, but many allege millions of cartons of cigarettes are bootlegged to others every year, meaning government is missing out on the sales tax revenue. Suffolk is already part of a lawsuit aiming to get back that revenue, but a new bill goes after another pot of lost money. In 1998, states and big tobacco companies signed what's called the Master Settlement Agreement, intended to compensate local governments for the health care cost of smoking-related illnesses. The annual payments to counties is based on the number of taxed cigarettes, not the ones purportedly bootlegged off reservations. Freshman legislator Robert Trotter, Republican from Smithtown, wants big tobacco to pay for the health care costs of all those untaxed cigarettes.
Because, you know, certainly they had to know that, you know, 14 million cartons of cigarettes were being sold through an Indian reservation with 252 Indians. They had to know that they weren't being smoked on the reservation.
Trotter is a former Suffolk County police detective, and he worked several large cases involving cigarette bootlegging. He estimates the lost Master Settlement Agreement revenue to be hundreds of millions of dollars. His bill would have the county attorney's office explore the possibility of a lawsuit. Other bills being considered Tuesday take stabs at Suffolk's troubled budget. One would hike traffic and parking ticket fees, and another would authorize the county to borrow up to $100 million to bridge a cash flow crunch. Suffolk's cash flow borrowings have increased dramatically since 2007. This year's borrowings are expected to come down just a bit. Charles Lane, WSHU News.